Wait, just wait for the tone if you're gonna leave a message for me. You can tell me anything you want, but wait, you gotta wait for the tone. I'll call back when I get back, so wait, just wait for the tone.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. He's blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everyone. This is RBCP, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for June 22nd, 2015. And today's show is sponsored by Ethan. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say his last name or not. I'm never sure. So, Ethan, thank you for sponsoring the show. You're the best, and I love you with all my heart. Today's show is going to be a bunch of curling club member calls. You guys remember those, right? I don't think I did a lot of them when I did them last time, but I still have this huge list from Mistress Morgan. Tons and tons of curling numbers that need to be called. But before we get started on that, there's just this one thing here that I want to play for you guys. A listener named Adam is doing some promotional work for the PLA, for the Snowplow Show. I guess he's been calling up businesses and pretending to be with the corporate office and saying, hey, I want to do a customer survey with a customer because I'm with the corporate office. And the business is like, okay. And he talks to the customer and then this happens.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. My name is Chris Tompkinson. The people behind the counter think that I'm actually from corporate, and I'm not. I'm actually a prank caller from 100.3 The Gerbil, and I'm trying to get your lunch for free today, so just play along with me, and we'll get that going, all right?
All right.
Okay, so the friendliness of the staff, rate them on a scale of 1 to 10?
10.
Okay, great. And then the cleanliness of the store?
6.
Okay, 6, yeah. The subways are kind of known for that. And also, yeah, whenever you get a chance, Google 100.3 The Gerbil and listen to my wacky morning radio show, all right?
All right.
If you would, just hand the phone back to them, and I'll get your lunch for free.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, I just want to make sure that she does get her lunch meal for free. And
yep, I did.
All right, I appreciate it. You have a great day, sir.
You too. Question, how do I run that out? Just as a trading credit? Or
just hand it to her.
Oh, okay, so I don't have to do anything with the computer?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
That one was to a Subway, and then he also sent me this one that he did to a Starbucks.
Hi, sir. My name is Chris Tompkinson, and the lady behind the counter thinks I'm calling from corporate, but I'm really not. I'm a prank caller from 100.3 The Gerbil, and I'm going to get your drink for free today as long as you work along with me, all right?
Okay.
All right, so rate the cleanliness of the store on a scale of 1 to 10?
Say a 9.
All righty. And then also the friendliness of the staff on the same scale?
Yeah, that'd be a 10.
Okay, great. Yeah, if you ever get bored, Google 100.3 The Gerbil and listen to our wacky radio morning show, okay?
All right, thank you.
And if you would, just hand the phone back to the employee there.
All right.
This is Renee.
Yeah, hi, Renee. I just wanted to confirm that he does get his drink for free today, okay?
Wonderful. We'll take care of it for him. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, honey, baby. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
It's kind of amazing how completely accepting each of those customers were to stealing from the restaurants that they were in. I don't know how many times Adam tried to do that call, but I'm just going to assume that it worked every time, and customers are just completely okay with stealing from fast food places. But thank you, Adam, for involving me in your illegal schemes. I'm pretty sure that's illegal, by the way. If any of you people out there are thinking about doing that for yourself, there was a story on a bunch of blogs a while back about this guy. He posted a video on YouTube of him doing basically the same thing. I think it was at some kind of a taco place, like Taco Time or Del Taco maybe. And as he was waiting in the drive-thru, he got on his cell phone, he called up the taco place. He's like, hey, this is the corporate office. We have some corporate office people coming through the drive-thru. They're totally corporate office people, and you should give them all of their food for free, no matter what they order. And she believed him, and it worked, and they got their food for free. And the video went viral, and they got arrested. It was probably like less than $20 of food, and they actually got arrested for it. So I'm just saying this to warn you people, don't be trying to scam yourself free food. You could get arrested. I don't know if it's the same thing when you're scamming other people free food, but whatever. Why am I lecturing you guys? I don't want people to get in trouble. But thank you very much, Adam, for promoting the show. I am sure that both of those customers are listeners now, and they've been listening to every single show since that happened. So thank you very much, Adam. I wish I would have thought of that trick back when I was homeless. That would have been really useful. Instead, I would just go into fast food places and tell them that I was in there last night and they forgot to put one of my burgers in the bag. I was so low-tech in the 90s. Anyway, let's get to those curling calls. These were actually done yesterday on Sunday morning, live on the air, because I had no idea what to say to curling club members. So I had to steal ideas from the chat room, of course. Thank you, chat room, for letting me steal your ideas. Anyway, here it goes. Here is yesterday's live show. So, I don't know. I'm just going to do a quick hour of... I want to get rid of this dumb curling list that Mr. Smorgan sent me. I mean this awesome curling list that Mr. Smorgan sent me. And I don't know what to say to curling people, so that's why I'm doing this live. You guys can tell me what to say to these people, because I just don't know. Do Canadians answer their phones on Sunday? I'm not sure.
Hello?
Hello, Donald?
Yep.
Hey, it's Roy from the curling club.
Okay, yep.
And I just needed to let you know about something.
Okay.
I mean, are you coming to the curling thing next Saturday?
Not that I know of.
Why not?
What's that?
Why not?
Because I got too much stuff I got to get done around the hair.
Like what?
I got to look after my bees, and I got to go pick out rocks for the landscape and do no back.
That's a bullshit excuse, both of them.
Well, I already got the thing already done for the... landscaping and meeting the guy at Corey on Saturday.
We need you there, goddammit.
Well, I can't be there.
This sucks.
Yeah.
Look, I didn't want to say anything, but we know you've been stealing balls.
Who are you talking to?
You.
Stealing balls?
You, Donald.
From where?
You've been stealing the curling balls.
Curling balls?
Yeah, the curling balls from the curling game.
No.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Have so?
I think you got the wrong fella.
I think you're full of shit.
Yep.
Yep, I'm glad you agree.
Who am I speaking to anyways?
What's that music that you're listening to?
It's the music my wife has on.
Oh, wow, that sounds horrible. Is it church music?
It's just relaxing music.
Let me talk to her real quick.
No. Yes. I want to talk to you right now.
No, I want to talk to your
wife.
Who am
I speaking to?
I just want to ask her about the music.
Who am I speaking to?
I already told you. My name is Roy.
Roy?
Yep.
And we're... Okay. And I haven't been nowhere near the curling club since last year.
Right, yeah. Were you afraid to come back because you were stealing all the curling balls?
I curled there in the wintertime. That's it.
I know, but then you were taking the balls home with you, the curling balls.
No, I wasn't.
Yep. We know you were. We have cameras. There's security cameras everywhere.
Well, I haven't took nothing from there. I think you got the wrong number.
What are you going to do with curling balls? Like what?
I'll even come in there. You got security cameras all you want, but...
Like what? Why? What can you even do with the curling balls?
You need to call the police and have them come here.
Tell that bitch in the background to shut the fuck up. It's between men.
I'm going to hang up in here in 1 second.
Okay? One.
She's not a bitch. She's my wife. So you can just show your goddamn mouth here in a second.
She's your wife?
I want to know exactly where you live, and I want to know who I'm talking to. I'm going to write down your number right here, right now.
Oh, my number's on your caller ID, and I don't have to tell you where I live, because you're a thief. You're a curling ball thief.
A curling ball thief? I don't know what a curling ball even looks like.
And your wife's a bitch. Oh, you don't... What are you talking about? You were playing curling last year, and you kept stealing the balls. You know what the curling balls look like.
I know what curling rock looks like, but not a curling ball.
Oh, not the rock. The ball.
Well, that's a ball.
You don't know what a ball is? Are you stupid?
I am not stupid. So I'd like to know what the heck you're talking about.
Can I talk to your wife real quick?
I'm right here.
Oh, hey, honey, baby. What was that music you were listening to?
Yeah, suck ass.
Whatever. Hang up, Donald.
Yeah, do what your wife says, Donald. Tee-hee. And DS thinks that there's no curling ball. She's so stupid. God, DS.
Hello.
Hello, Mark?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the curling club.
Yes, Roy. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
That's good. This coming Saturday, a week, you know, in 6 days, we're doing the curling club swinging party.
Okay.
I was wondering if you and your wife would like to come to the swinging party and we'll all swap partners and have a good time.
Well, we are going camping that weekend with our family.
Oh, you don't want to go to the swinging party instead, though?
No.
It's all going to be crazy. We're going to be naked.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, not this year.
You'll be missing out. When you're hanging out with your family on the camping trip, just think about how you could be naked right now and having sex with strange women in the curling club.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Where are you going camping at?
Oh, that's for me to know and you to find out.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to find out.
Yeah? So is there a reason you're calling me?
Yes.
The real reason, or?
No, that was the reason. So I'm trying to see if you want to come to the swingers party.
Oh. So what Roy is this from the Colonel Club?
I'm the only Roy here.
Oh, I don't know any Roy at the Curling Club.
Well, now you never will. We were going to have sex together, but I guess you don't want to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, well, I'll see you at the next practice.
Yeah.
I'll score a field goal for you.
Okay, have fun.
All right, bye. Stole that idea from Heisenberg. Thanks, Heisenberg.
Hello,
is Shirley there?
No, she's not.
Oh, when will she be back?
Who's this?
This is Roy.
Roy?
Yep.
What's your last name?
Why?
Well, I'm asking you, what's your last name?
What for? She only knows one Roy, probably. Hello? All right, let me try again. That's Shirley's secretary. Hey, where's Shirley?
What's your last name?
I don't have to tell you shit. This is between me and Shirley. Who the hell are you? Who the hell are you? Hello? You know, I used to be married, and my wife would occasionally get phone calls, and I wouldn't grill the person on the other line. I'd just be like, here, you got a phone call. I don't know who it is, and I don't care. Why do people do that? Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Craig.
Yes.
Hey, I just needed to let you know, there's the problem. I'm calling from the curling club. This is Roy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, hey, Roy.
And people keep complaining about you, and they're saying you're holding the curling stone between your legs and pretending it's a giant scrotum, and it's not funny. No, it's not funny. You shouldn't be laughing. This isn't junior high.
So, what are you talking about, Roy? What's happened?
Well, people keep complaining about you because you're pretending the curling stone is your balls.
Okay.
So, can you cut it out? Well, it's very immature.
Yes. Okay. So, where am I showing them this, Roy?
Well, you know, just during practice and all that.
Oh, well, I guess that can happen.
Like every time you score a field goal, you like pulled up to your balls and pretend it's your balls, and it's embarrassing to us, to everyone.
Oh, okay. All right, well, thanks for letting me know, Roy.
All right, please cut it out.
Fair enough.
All right, have a
Take
nice
care.
Have a nice Sunday.
You too.
Bye. Well, Beagrel, your idea sucked. Didn't work. Well, I mean, it made him laugh, so I guess it didn't suck.
Hello?
Hello, is Gary there?
Jerry?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a minute.
Okay.
Who am I speaking to?
It's Roy from the Curling Club.
Okay, just a sec.
All right, hurry the fuck up.
Jerry. Phone. It's Roy from the Curling Club. Probably want you to do something. Roy from the Curling Club.
Hello.
Hello, Jerry?
Yep.
Hey, Jerry, it's Roy from the Curling Club.
Yeah, do I know you?
Probably not. I don't know. There's a lot of people here. Anyway, I was looking at one of the videos of the Curling Club, of one of our games, our matches.
Oh, yeah.
And every time you score a basket, you do this really gay dance. Like you just,
what?
You do this really gay dance whenever you score a basket at over at the field goal. So, and I really like it. I was wondering if you could teach it to all of us. We could all
do. I don't think so.
We could all do the gay dance when we score a basket.
I don't think so.
Why not? Is it? Do you have a patent on that dance? No. Or so?
I'm sorry. What are you asking for?
Well, Gary, whenever he scores a basket at curling, he does this gay dance. And I was hoping that he could teach us all the gay dance.
I don't think so. I think you've got the wrong person.
No, it's definitely
and
him.
We've had instructions that if we get any call from the curling club, we're to phone the police.
Yeah, I'm the one that sent that out that email.
You sent that email out to phone the police? No, you didn't. It was from Sandy.
I signed her name to it.
But, Jerry, you don't score a basket with curling.
Jerry does. He doesn't play right. He doesn't know how to play. He always scores baskets instead of field goals. So, and then he does this gay dance. He's not very good at curling.
No, sorry. You've got the wrong person, so we'll talk to you later. Bye.
No, it's definitely him. Stupid Gary. Don't even know how to play. So the Curling Club has actually sent out an email which instructs everyone to bother the police over a phone call every time they get a phone call, because that's definitely police business. A single prank phone call, that's worth calling the police about. It is Canada, though. What else are they going to do? It's not like they have crime there. That was Asthma's idea, sort of. Stolen from Asthma. Thanks, Asthma.
Hello, Dan McDonald.
Hello, Dan McDonald?
Yep.
Hey, it's Roy from the Curling Club.
Hi, Roy.
Hi. Hey, when you were here last, are you the one that carved Thug Life into one of the curling stones?
Carved what?
You carved the words Thug Life into one of the curling stones?
No.
Because I've had three people tell me it was you, and this curling stone's ruined.
No, I haven't touched any of the stones. I wouldn't do that.
You didn't take a knife and carve Thug Life?
No.
Why would everyone say it's you then?
I don't know. That is not something I would do. I know how much those are worth.
Yeah, if you know how much
I would even say.
If you know how much they're worth, why would you carve Thug Life into the curling stone?
Well, that's what I mean. I know how much they're worth. I wouldn't do that, and it's not something I would do anyways.
That's not even your property.
It's not something I would say. I didn't do it. I don't know who's saying that. They're wrong. I didn't do it.
You sound pretty guilty to me. Like you're kind of stuttering and.
I'm a little astonished that people are saying that about me, to be honest.
I have a lie detector hooked up to this phone line, and it says you're lying.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so I think you're guilty. And could you just, like, you know, you don't have to pay for it. I mean, if you feel good about not paying for it, whatever. But, you know, you're not in trouble. Just don't do it again.
Yeah, okay.
You promise?
Yeah, since I didn't do it, I can promise that.
I mean, leave your drug lifestyle at home whenever you come to curling practice.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, it's immature. And stuff. Yeah. Yeah. try that one again. That was MCS A. Ray's idea. I hate your name. Too many syllables for me. It's too much effort to say your name.
Hello?
Hello, Ellen?
Yes?
Hey, Ellen. I'm calling from the Curling Club. This is Roy.
Okay.
And are you the one that carved your phone number into one of these curling stones?
No.
Oh, because there's one of the curling stones that says, "For a good time, call Ellen." Then it has your phone number, and I noticed...
Are you serious?
I noticed that you're a member here, so I can't believe you would do that.
Oh,
I mean,
my.
If you're trying to find a man, you know, someone to date, there's better ways to go about it.
I certainly didn't do that.
Have you tried just, like, maybe hanging out at bars or maybe online dating?
Okay, I don't know who the hell you are, but I didn't carve my name into anything, and I detest the tone you're taking with me.
Okay, well,
goodbye.
Excuse me for being a little upset that you ruined a $300 curling ball. That was Heisenberg's idea. Usually Heisenberg sucks, but I like that idea. Thanks, Heisenberg.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, Jack?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from the Curling Club.
Yes.
And did you know Sandy's been carving her phone number into curling stones?
I'm sorry, did she what?
Sandy, she carved into one of our curling stones. She carved, "For a good time, call Sandy," and she put her phone number.
Oh. You want to talk to Sandy?
Okay.
What Sandy are you talking about?
I guess your wife,
sorry,
Sandy.
Who's this?
My name's Roy from the Curling Club.
Yeah? Roy, what's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel.
Rebel?
Yep.
I'll let you talk to Sandy, but see if she knows what you're asking.
Okay. Roy. All right.
Hello?
Hello, Sandy?
Yes.
It's Roy from the Curling Club.
Hi, Roy.
Hi. Hey, we just noticed that you carved your phone number into one of these curling stones. It says...
My phone number into one of the curling stones?
Yeah, well, one of the curling stones. Someone used a knife, and they carved, "For a good time, call Sandy." And then it has this phone, has this phone number.
That's funny.
It's not funny, because these curling stones are expensive.
Who is this, really?
This is Roy from the Curling Club.
Well, I don't believe you.
We're going to have to replace this curling stone, and it cost about $300.
Well, good luck with that.
Well, why would you do that? Why would you destroy property?
Well, I didn't do that. You know it.
How would I know it? You're the one. It has
Who
your hand.
This?
It's your handwriting.
Okay.
We know what your handwriting
Tell me
looks
what
like.
This is all about, or else I'm going to hang up.
I already told you what it's about.
Okay.
You shouldn't be
1, 2, 3. Bye-bye.
Destroying our property.
Our property.
Wow, I got a 1, 2, 3 on that one.
Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Yes.
Hey, Chris, it's Roy from the Curling Club.
Okay.
And did you get the email we sent out about some fake people calling in?
Yep.
Okay, I'm just calling everyone to let them know that those emails are fake. And don't trust any emails from the Curling Club, because they're fake.
Okay.
If you get any emails, call the police immediately.
Okay, and what's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel.
Pardon?
No, Gerbel.
Gerbel?
Yep.
What flight did you curl? Because I've been curling there for 16 years.
Oh, well, good for you.
No, I'm just asking, what flight did you curl on?
I don't have to tell you shit. I'm just letting you know. They're just having me call everyone and let you know that the emails are fake.
Okay.
If you get another email from the Curling Club, just be sure to call the police.
Okay.
Call the police and say, "Hello, police. I got an email and it's fake."
Okay. I'm pretty sure that it's a volunteer club and we don't hire anybody out. But anyways, whatever. Thank you.
I didn't say they hired me, stupid.
Okay, It's not how you do customer service. Anyways, have a nice day.
I'm not customer service. I'm in the curling club. Excuse me for not being perfect.
But you didn't tell me what day you curled on.
I don't have to tell you that. That's none of your business. That's my own personal stuff.
Huh. Okay, well, have a very nice day.
Excuse me for not being as open as you in my personal life.
Have a nice day.
You stupid motherfucker. What did he say? Something about flight? What flight do I curl on? I'm so confused. That would be pretty great to just call up every single member and tell them that the emails are fake. They'll never know who to trust again. Do they trust the emails or do they trust the phone calls? Who should they call the police on?
Hey, Brad. You know, when you did those pranks where you told people their phone number changed because Carrot Top wanted their number, you should have said at least once, well, look on the bright side. You know Carrot Top's phone number now. But yeah. Love the fucking show.
Now you tell me. Where were you when I did those calls? Why weren't you in the chat room? You could have thrown that idea out there, goddammit. Actually, I don't think I did those calls in the chat room. Or maybe I did. I don't know. I still blame you, though. It's all your fault.
Hey, Brad. It's me. Olga.
Oh, hey, Olga.
Just sitting here thinking about you again. Thinking about you. Thinking about Jesus.
Of course, as Olga always does.
Joke for you.
Okay.
I'm Olga. What's the difference between Gloria and a dog with a bell on its neck?
I give up.
One is a bitch, and the other one says, me, 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 all the way home. Bye.
That was a good one, Olga. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Brad. It's your favorite boy from 609. I just want to know, are you getting soft or something telling old people that, like, oh, it's a prank? I mean, what happened to the old Brad that used to prank people with, like, fake cat poop or just yell at them through, like, a drive-through monitor thing? I mean, I still love you, Brad, but .PLA. Or, I don't know. I still love you, even though you're going soft and old, like old mushy burritos. Bye. Cactus,
yep.
Cactus.
That's me, getting soft. I don't know which calls you're referring to, but yes, sometimes I do tell people that it's a prank because I feel bad because they just seem so hurt by it. They're taking it personally, and I don't want to give them heart attacks or anything. So I've always done that, though. Like, anyone, you know, old or young or whatever, if I feel a little bit bad about it, I'll start telling them things. I'll start saying things. Like, I'll start cursing a bunch just so that they can slowly realize that it's a prank. But sometimes I curse a bunch just to curse a bunch. I'm not always just trying to let them know. And also, it's kind of fun when they do learn that it's a prank in the end, because then you get to hear them react to that. It's like two pranks in one. And what are you talking about, fake cat shit? I never pranked anyone with fake cat shit. That was real cat shit. We filled up purses with cat shit, and people dug through them. And it was hilarious. It would be stupid if it was fake cat shit.
Hey, Brad. Jared from Eugene. I have got an idea for a prank for one person that I know that I think would be really good. But as far as I know, I can't leave phone numbers over voicemail or anything like that. I was wondering how to get the number to you. I don't know if I should just email you at brad@phonelosers.org.
You have to mail it in the mail.
Even in a forum or a chat room or something like that, which means that other people, I suppose,
no,
would see the phone number.
No numbers in chat. That's their biggest rule for some reason. There's a submission form on phonelosers.com/snowplowshow. Look up at the top and there's a button to click request a prank. And I try not to advertise that on the show too much because I'm always just constantly really, really behind on the prank requests. There's probably 200 of them sitting in the prank request right now in my email folder. I'll never get to them, but you can try, and it could happen. I really do make an effort to get to all of them, but there are some really, really old ones in there. So don't get your hopes up, but
just
you can
really
submit
it. And it really would be a good one. I'm one of those assholes just being like, oh, this is a good idea, but it's not.
Yep. You're anyway, one of those people.
Mention something if you could please. Thank you very much. Bye.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for the prank nut.
Oh, no.
Tip you gave on the last show you said.
What have I done?
Quite honestly, to this bizarre fire alarm hoax. It's fucking funny as fucking hell, man. hear this alarm going off in the background. It's fucking hilarious. It's going to end with somebody being fucking naked, I guess.
Glad you're enjoying
it. I do agree with what you said, though, about the destructive hoax. You know, the hoaxes that cause destruction. I did agree with you on what you said on that. But, I mean, some of this shit is just too fucking hilarious.
It's definitely fun to listen
anyways,
to.
Anyways, I do appreciate what you said just about... You
such
know,
a bad idea.
Watch that destruction type of stuff. But, you know, it is fucking hilarious to hear how stupid people are. Anyways, thanks for the prank net tip. It's just fucking hilarious. Anyways, man, thanks a lot. I mean, I'm going to stay in tune to your show, too, because you got some good stuff.
You're not going to leave me for prank net?
The last were pretty fucking cool, too. But this crazy shit, man, it's just fucking awesome. But like I said, I do agree with what you said about destructive phone calls.
All right, you're repeating
it
yourself.
Should be avoided at all costs.
Cut it out.
Anyway, so you take it easy.
Sorry.
And I'm just going to enjoy the rest of this show right now. All right, man, you take care. Bye.
That guy is pretty giggly. Yeah, if you guys want your minds just completely blown on how stupid people are, if you think people are stupid on the calls that happen on this show, it's nothing compared to PrankNet. Get on YouTube and search for PrankNet. All one word, PrankNet. And you will hear super illegal, terrible, horrible things that he does to people.
Hey, Brad. I've been listening to you for at least 2 weeks straight. No joke.
So you were gay before? Thank you.
I've got something incredibly fucking awesome to say.
Oh, no.
You know what would have been awesome? If you guys would have called the Bilderberg Group, just, you know, just a bunch of shriveled up old men who think that they run the whole world, if you, you know, would have done those hotel pranks, you know, where you call up and, you know, ask to speak with David Rockefeller or Henry Kissinger and, you know, fuck with them a bit, you know, because they're fucking with us.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome. I've done a few...
Have them send their high-powered lawyers down to ruin my life.
Pranks
great
myself,
idea.
Where I call up and inform people of serious issues, but get them to laugh at the same time. You can check out my channel at YouTube.com/user/realitydetective. I know it's corny as hell, but that's what I chose as a channel name many years ago. Anyway, it's already surpassed a minute length. Keep up the good
work.
What
the hell?
Funny as hell, bro. Have a good one.
YouTube.com/realitydetective, everyone. I bet it's the best YouTube channel ever. I think that's enough voicemails for this show. So let's get back to the rest of the calls. There's not a whole lot left, but this first call I love. The rest of them are crap. So after this first call, you should just shut the podcast off. Don't listen anymore. But here it is. Here is the rest of the live show that happened yesterday on Sunday.
Hello.
Hello, Ron?
No, this is Patrick.
Oh, where the fuck's Ron?
He's outside.
Oh, can I talk to him?
Yeah, hang on.
All right. Thanks for not grilling me about who I am and stuff.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Is this Ron?
Yeah.
Hey, Ron.
Who is it?
It's Roy from the Curling Club.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Are you going to be you're playing in the next game, right?
Well, when is that?
Next week?
Oh. I don't know anything about this.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be on Sunday. Next Sunday.
Oh, well, what is it? Like a tournament?
Yeah.
Bonsview?
Yeah, a tournament. Are you going to be able to make it?
What day are you saying? Sunday?
Yeah, the next Sunday, a week from today. The 28th.
The 28th, let me see. June 28th? I think, yeah. I'm hearing about it for the first time, so as far as I know, yeah, I think I'm free.
Oh, okay, yeah, I thought they sent out an email. Hey, here's the thing, though. I'm a bookie, and I want you to throw the game. Like, make it look realistic throughout the game, but in the end, we have to lose, and we'll make a lot of money.
Why is that?
because someone's placing a bet on the other team. And we're in on it. So if we just have to make sure we throw the game, but we got to make it look real.
Well, who's the team? I said, I don't know anything about this.
You know, I'm not even sure. I think it's the cacti's or something.
Okay, well, you know, let me go look at my emails. Maybe I don't know. Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm the right person you're contacting.
Yeah, we've got it set up on both sides. We've got people betting on our team, and then we've got people betting on the opposing team. And we want them to lose, the ones that are betting on us. And it's really complicated. But in the end, we're going to give everyone $500. All the players, $500 to throw the game.
And who's playing on this team?
What was that?
Who's playing on this team here?
Well, you are.
And who else?
I don't know. Jim, George, Benita, Nancy, Doug, Ron.
Let me look at my emails here.
Okay.
I don't.
So you know, you get $500 and you keep your goddamn fucking mouth shut. That's how it works. It's really easy.
Well, no one sent me an email, so I'm just wondering, are you sure it's me?
Oh, yeah, definitely you. And you know, you don't want to mess this up for us. If you make us win the game, you're going to be in trouble. But if, you know, if we lose the game, then we pay handsomely.
Well, like I said, I didn't get an email, so I don't know anything about that. I'm not sure about committing to something I don't know anything about.
Well, come on, it's $500, maybe more. We're still working on it. We're working on the deal.
If somebody could send me an email with who's all involved and everything else, maybe, yeah. Like I said, I don't know anything about this.
First time
I'm hearing it.
After the sixth curl, you take a dive. In fact, if you could purposely break your leg, I can guarantee you $1,500.
Well, you know what? I'm not there for the money.
I know, really. but wouldn't it be nice? $1,500 just to break your leg?
No, I don't think so.
I'd do it for $1,500.
Well, that's you. That's not me. I'm sorry.
Break your leg and everyone gets money. You'll be everyone's hero.
No,
on our team.
No, I don't think so.
Come on.
No. I'm not like that.
Like what?
Well, first of all, I'm not committing to something I haven't heard anything about. This is all new. Like, I don't have any information sent to me, so...
Check your spam folder.
My what folder?
Your spam folder. You know, your junk mail?
Why would it be in my spam folder?
I don't know.
If it's in my spam folder, I don't want it.
You're saying you didn't get it?
No.
Maybe it's in there. Maybe it's in your trash. Maybe you were drunk and you put it in the trash.
I don't think so. I'm never drunk.
I don't believe that.
And what's your name again? Roy who?
Roy Gerbel.
I've never heard of you.
Yeah, I'm just the bookie for the curling club.
Well, I don't have anything, so Roy, I don't know about this. Unless I get some information from people I know and I see something, I'm not doing this.
Well, I'll email you then, and I'll tell you all about it.
Well, and tell me all the players. I want to see the players that you're
talking
about.
Okay, that's fine.
Too.
I can't give you too many details over email, though, because I don't want a printed record of what we're doing. I don't want to get arrested, you know?
Well, you know, if it's that shady, I don't want any part of it.
It's not shady. We're just asking you to throw the game and break your leg, and you get $1,500.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't need the $1,500 that bad.
But everyone else does. You're denying everyone else this money. Look, I'm going to make the most.
Fine.
I'm going to make over $7,000. Everyone else just makes $500.
Well, that's good for you. I'm not doing this.
I'll give you $2,500. $2,500 to break your leg.
I don't need the money.
What do you need? Everything's for sale, you know, at the right price. What do you need? What can we give you?
Nothing.
How about
I'm not doing something like that. I really am.
How about a new camper trailer?
I don't need a camper trailer.
A boat.
I don't need a boat.
Look, this game is really important to a lot of people.
Well, like to who? You give me a list of people that I know of, and I'll see.
Look, you throw this game, I'll suck your dick. and give you a hand job.
Oh, my God. Like, how did you get my number?
It's on the list. You know, I'm just calling people here in the curling club.
Well, you don't know me then.
Well, right, but it doesn't matter. I'm just the bookie. Sandy gave me your phone number.
Then. No, I'm not interested.
You know Sandy, right?
No.
Okay, well, she gave me your phone number.
Okay. Anyways, I'm not going to do this.
She says you know how to play ball.
No, not that way.
Come on.
Nope.
All right, whatever.
Okay.
Everyone's going to be really disappointed in you.
That's too bad.
You're probably going to lose some friends.
Oh, well. Okay, I got to go.
Whatever. Jerk face. That was Fuck's idea. Fuchs. However the hell you pronounce your name. Thanks, Fuck's Fuchs.
Hello?
Hello, is this Doug?
Yes, speaking.
Hey, Doug, this is Roy from the Curling Club.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. I just got word that you've been selling performance-enhancing drugs to the other curling members.
Oh, yes. And,
you know, that's cheating. Can you cut that out?
Yeah, okay.
All right, thank you. Next. God, MJ, whatever, depression. That idea was horrible.
Hello?
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
It's Roy from the Curling Club.
Oh, hi. I can hardly hear you.
Oh, turn up your hearing aid. Hey, we just got word that you've been selling performance-enhancing drugs to the other curling members.
Not really.
Well, you either are or you aren't, but we know you are. Can you cut it out?
Oh, sure.
Because it's ridiculous. Come on, that's illegal, and that's not what the curling club is about.
Oh, okay.
So please stop.
Okay.
All right. Can I talk to Andy now? I have a problem with him, too.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. Put Andy on the phone, please.
Hello?
Hello, Andy?
Yes?
Hey, yeah. Andy, it's Roy from the Curling Club.
Go ahead.
And, well, that was rude. Yeah, I needed to find out. We're going to our game in Russia next week, and do you have a hotel there yet?
You know, I don't think you have the right guy.
Well, no, you're signed up for the game in Russia. In Moscow?
Uh-huh.
And we've got your airline ticket already, but did you get a hotel yet? Did you book a hotel?
Who is this?
What?
Roy who?
Roy Gerbel.
Roy who?
Roy Gerbel.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you have the wrong guy.
Oh, no, it's definitely you. You're signed up. Andy Palmer.
Uh-huh.
And you're the quarterback.
Am I?
Yep.
Well, you're going to have to do without me.
Well, we can't. You've already signed up. You agreed to do this. God damn it.
Really?
Why are you backing out at the last minute?
Am I?
You're fucking the whole team over.
Really? Boy, that's bad language.
You also need to tell your wife to stop selling drugs to the other members. It's bullshit. Guys are horrible members. Who do you think you are? Alright, that didn't go well. I'm giving up on this drug idea.
Hello?
Hi, Jane?
Yeah.
This is Roy from the Curling Club.
Yeah.
And we've gotten word from several other players that you've been selling them performance-enhancing drugs.
Pardon me?
You've been selling performance-enhancing drugs to the other curling members, and we just need to ask you to stop, because... That's not right. You shouldn't do that.
Who is this?
This is Roy from the Curling Club.
I don't know any Roy from the Curling Club.
Well, it doesn't matter. We know you've been selling drugs to everyone. Can you please stop?
I think that you need to get a grip because this is a hoax, and I don't appreciate it.
How is this a hoax?
It's a hoax because I don't know who you are. I know you're calling from the Curling Club, but obviously this is some kind of hoax because I haven't got a clue what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. You don't have to deny it. We're not calling the police or anything. We're just saying...
Roy? Roy who?
Roy Gerbel. We just need you to stop.
Roy Gerbel.
We need you to cut it out. And the next time you come to practice, we're going to make you take a pee test to make sure you're not on drugs.
Oh, my God. Who's putting you up to this?
Nobody. Well, I mean, Sandy is because she's very upset about this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anything else?
No.
Anything else?
Next time you come in, pee test
for
you.
I think I'll be the one calling the police.
Why?
Because this is a hoax.
You're gonna call the police and be like, "Hello, they caught me selling drugs to all the other curling members. Have them arrested."
Yeah. We've got a big scam in. We got drug enhanced curlers. Whoopee.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. Well, I knew. I got an email saying that there was somebody making phone calls.
Oh, no, that email was fake. It's from a fake emailer. You used email spoofing.
Yeah.
Don't trust any emails.
Sandy
sent
out the email.
No, it's a fake Sandy. They're using email.
Yeah, fake Sandy. Good for you.
Email
Bye.
Spoofing. Big scammers.
Yeah.
All right, that was Depression's idea, the drug thing. It never did really work. Nobody believed it. Damn it. But guess what, everyone? That's the end of the show. I quit. I'm sick of this. I don't want to do anymore, so I'm quitting. Got shit to do. Like playing GTA, probably. So thanks for listening, and bye.
In your pajamas, writing letters to your grandma. She doesn't understand what's wrong with kids today. Things were better.